It is Michael Vaughn with Brian Acker, Monday the 2nd of October, and of course, Brian, I want to talk about September.
Okay, let's talk about it.
How did we do? Let's talk about the Canada Fund first.
Yeah, the Canada Fund, we were off about 5.23%, the TSX being down 2.59%, so we underperformed there.
Mm-hmm.
Our U.S., Acker-Finley U.S. Value 50 was up 0.24, but the S&P was up 2.46.
Well, okay, this is interesting. So you are underperforming the S&P and the TSX right now. But I remember Q1. I mean,
right.
This year started off hotter than a firecracker. It went a little cold in
yes.
Q2, a little cold in Q3. But it's still the same game plan.
Still the same game plan. There's huge value out there. We just finished our monthly rebalance, and energy is still a major component in our portfolios, and so, I mean, unfortunately, you know, especially in the U.S., the market has gone higher because of people buying consumer staples
okay.
and financials.
Okay, now let's talk about that. Let's talk about the U.S., where this rotation
right.
took place, which
mm-hmm.
gave, you know, the S&P its numbers in the last month and
right.
in the last quarter. You don't rotate
right.
with the market.
We don't rotate with the we don't really care what the market is doing, but the playbook is, from an institutional point of view, the economy's slowing, therefore, get me in non-cyclical names,
right.
Which we are at, and that implies consumer staples and financials, etc.
So they get a bit of a boost.
They get a bit of the money flow
right.
goes into those particular names, and that helps the index.
Gotcha.
We're the opposite of that. We look for value, and really the value is still in the cyclical names.
Mm-hmm.
But they get cheaper. So unfortunately for us, we got to keep on buying them, but that's the process. And we're crossing our fingers for the fourth quarter that the market will realize where the value is and wake up to that fact.
Okay, well, something that is going to happen would be Q3 earnings. You know, I think when some of those energy giants start to report, people are going to shake their heads.
Hopefully they're not going to be drawn up in front of Congress again. But being an election year, election's coming in November,
yeah.
So maybe that will happen. But listen, I'm the same as you. These earnings are going to be big. Share buybacks are a big factor in these earnings. So I expect the market's going to be taken aback at these earnings, but we will see.
Now, and you don't anticipate that kind of thing. You're not trying to jump into these stocks now unless they hit your model price.
Exactly.
Now let's talk about a couple of big Canadian
right.
names. You have bought Imperial Oil.
We have.
IMO's in the portfolio.
IMO's in the
Hadn't
portfolio.
Been forever.
Yeah, and you take a look at these companies, and what's happening is because of their big earnings upside, plus the growth of these balance sheets, the stock price hasn't been keeping up to the fundamentals. So when we get setbacks in the market, like we have in especially the oil companies, it upgrades our portfolio.
Right.
So IMO gets in there. I was telling you a week ago, it looked like Suncor. We're going to have Suncor back into our portfolio.
Yeah, so did you?
No, it just... You know, it came right down to our model price, but bounced off it big time. But
so you won't cheat on the process.
Oh,
look, it's close to the model price.
Right.
I like it. I'm going to jump in anyway.
No, you can't obviously do that. It wouldn't be right to the back test. The back test has huge numbers, and that's what the whole thing is about, discipline and process. And you know what? You know, from month to month, I cannot pick the winners and losers in the portfolio. There'll be one or two companies, but you can never pick them. So you go with the process. Maybe Suncor will be in the portfolio 6 months from now, but we have to see.
It must be hard to go with the process when there are opinions and predictions galore. The economy is getting hot, it's getting cold, interest rates are going up, they're going down.
I don't think there's been a time, certainly in the last 3 years, that you've seen the predictions that are coming. Everyone has it. It's driving the market, and it's just driving me crazy. Uncle Bob has a prediction on oil. Uncle Bob says this about interest rates. It's just driving me up the wall. And again, if you're out there trying to do it yourself as an investor, I don't know how you're doing it. My hat's off to you. But the bottom line is you've got to have a process, you've got to have a discipline, and you've got to make sure you stick to it in times like these, because the market can change at any time in a minute's notice.
Well, I am looking forward to Q4, but still, I mean, even on the Canada Fund, year to date, the distribution's been over a buck.
Yeah, we've $1.12.
Not bad on $10.
On a $10 NAV, so that's cash in hand or additional units. And, you know, even though we missed the distribution in Q3, you know, we paid out 27 cents in the U.S. But keep in mind, we're almost going to come up to our November. The first week of November is our three-year anniversary for the Akron-Finley U.S. Value 50. And we'll be up about 40% in Canadian dollar terms. And guess what?
Yeah.
An amazing two different markets, Canada, we're going to be up the same. We've been out about 2.5 years, and we're up 40% as well. So it's amazing how the numbers kind of work out.
These rating agencies are going to get a hold of that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to those Q3 earnings to see what it does to the Q4 performance, and I'll be in to see you next week.
Great to be here, Michael. Thanks.